Good afternoon, everybody. It's lovely to see you here, and I'm glad to see so many of you made it through the heavy traffic, at least coming from the north. It was heavy, and if anybody comes in late, we will be merciful to them, knowing they probably got caught up in it. Since last feast, our congregation has had a theme. Our theme of going on to perfection. Hebrews 6 verse 1 in the New King James says, let us go on to perfection. And I know we've had many messages along this theme, and we've talked about it, we've had studies thinking about it. But I want us to pause and ask a few questions, or at least a couple. What does this look like in your life? Going on to perfection. What does this look like in our lives? And I am going to tell you that for me, this theme at times has felt overwhelming. And I just think about going on to perfection. So you don't have to let me know if you felt that way, but it can be quite intimidating for me. So the title of today's message is building godly character. Because what is the perfection we are trying to build? Well, the perfection is God's character. So we're trying to have that become the character we have. There's many verses we could start with. The Psalms and the Proverbs have a lot to say, and we'll look at several. Let's start off with Psalm 4, verse 3. Psalms chapter 4. And verse 3. And this verse says, but I know that the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly. What does it mean to be godly? Well, it's someone who has taken on the character of God, someone who's taken on the values of God. And then it says, the Lord will hear when I call him. So this is what we want to be. We want to be those that the Lord has set apart because he's working in us. I'd like to quote from a well-known American writer. He's an essayist. It seems a strange word, doesn't it? Essayist. But he wrote essays that people are still reading 150 years later. Just think about that. The things that he wrote. So he was an essayist, a lecturer, a philosopher, a poet who was strongly influenced by the Word of God. The man is Ralph Waldo Emerson. So this is a quote from him. Watch your thoughts. They become words. Watch your words. They become deeds. Watch your deeds, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become character. Character is everything. So that's the end of the quote there. Mr. Emerson finished with character is everything. And I think he was talking about the right character. But let's just put the proviso in there, because what this sermon is building godly character. So godly character is everything. Because it's also possible to go through the same process where our words can become deeds, right? Our thoughts can become words, our words can become deeds, our deeds become habits, and they can be bad habits. They can be hurtful habits. So godly character is everything. That's what our goal is in going on to perfection. So let's think about thoughts. 1 Chronicles 28. 1 Chronicles 28 and verse 9. I was singing very boisterous, so I'm just going to take a sip of water. 1 Chronicles 28 and verse 9. So chapter 28 is where King David is talking to his son Solomon about building the temple. So he's giving him the best instruction he can, because this is a task that King David wanted to do but was not allowed to. And it's been passed on to his son, Solomon. But you notice this verse 9 of chapter 28 of 1 Chronicles. It says, "As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father." Isn't that a great way to be able to phrase it? Know the God of your father. So David is talking to Solomon, and he's saying, know the God of your father, know the God that I know. And serve him with a loyal heart. Just think about the wording here. Serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. So a loyal heart and a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the intent of the thoughts. So just pause on that part of it here. Not only does God read our minds, but he searches the intent, I'll just read it properly here, all the intent of the thoughts. That's amazing, isn't it? All the intent of thoughts. It says, if you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. So we worship a God that can understand the intent of the thoughts of our hearts. Right? Our inner thoughts. Let's go to Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23. So the first, that was, we went from 1 Chronicles 28, verse 9. Now we'll go to Proverbs. Where am I going? Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23. We're talking about our thoughts and how important they are. Yeah, Proverbs 23 and verse 7. It says, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Again, you notice the way it's worded. It's not as he thinks in his mind, but as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So what is very important? There's an old computer term, and I say old computer term. It seems amazing to talk about computers as old. But I know for some of the younger people here, believe it or not, when I was growing up, the personal computer was in its infancy. So this is an old term that's been around, but it's the acronym GIGO, which in computer terms, it's garbage in, garbage out. Now, I know we're in the AI sort of field now, but I think even in the AI field, artificial intelligence is still dependent on what data is made available to it. So that's one of the scary parts, I think, about artificial intelligence today. You can still have garbage in and garbage out. But it's important for us to protect our minds and our hearts. Or if I change it around, our minds and our hearts. It's important to protect it. Proverbs 4, verse 23. Proverbs 4 and verse 23. It says, keep your heart with all diligence, right? That's an action word. You keep your heart with all diligence. For out of it spring the issues of life. Out of it spring the issues of life. I'd like to just read this in the contemporary English version. So verse 23 of Proverbs 4 in the contemporary English version says, carefully guard your thoughts. It's So carefully guard your thoughts, because they are the source of true life. The source of true life. So our thoughts have to be protected. So it's important, our thoughts, because our thoughts then can lead to actions. Our thoughts lead to actions. And under actions, I'm going to include our words and our deeds. So going back to that acronym, right, the G-I-G-O. For us, we don't want garbage in. What do we want? Well, we want God in and God out. Right? And if somebody's listening to this recorded version, what I did was I pointed to my head and my heart, God in, and then God out through my mouth. Or, and I'm putting it in my hand now, through our actions, what we do. It's very important, because our thoughts lead to then what we act upon. So we don't want garbage in, we want God in. Luke 6, verse 45. Luke chapter 6 and verse 45. So the verses preceding this are talking about a tree is known by its fruit. Verse 45. Then says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart. Don't you love that? So what's the treasure that's in our hearts? And this says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. And the alternative, an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Right? It's the abundance of our hearts, our mouth speaks. So sometimes you can think about when you're tired, or you're tired and hungry, so you're hangry, or times that you're under stress, do other things come out of your mouth? Right? The abundance of your heart. Have we guarded our hearts and our minds? James 1 just really says this well. So we'll go to James chapter 1. And verses 22 through 25. So our actions, our words that come out, and what we do. James 1, verse 22. But be doers of the word and not hearers only. Now, it's good to be hearers, isn't it? But James says, be doers and not hearers only. So we want good things going in, but then we want that to come, turn into action. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So who's deceived? Just the way some of this is written for us, it's deceiving yourselves. Don't raise your hand, but you can think about it. Have you ever deceived yourself? For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. I looked in the mirror this morning. I saw that I had lots of hair out of place. I've forgotten that, and I think I'm a handsome man now. Thank you for laughing. It's appreciated that you laugh so quickly. But it's like a man observing his natural face in the mirror, for he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. Now, what's this analogy talking about? The analogy is talking about God's word. So we hear God's word, we read God's word, it needs to become action. Otherwise, it's like this man You can all laugh at me again. Forgetting all the faults and problems I've got in my face. But he who looks into the perfect law, right? We're going on to perfection. So we look to the perfect law of liberty and continues in it. So you have to look at the perfect law and continue in it. And is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer, right? Action, a doer of the work. This one will be blessed in what he does. So, our thoughts, it's important that we're guarding them, that we're putting good stuff in. Because our thoughts lead to actions. And then our actions lead to habits. Let's go to Psalm 106, verse 3. Psalm 106. And verse 3. It says, blessed are those who keep justice, and he who does righteousness, what does it say? Not sometimes, at all times. What is that? That's a habit that has been built. You do it at all times. So what are habits that you want in your life? Well, we have to be connected with God, so we need the habit of prayer. Hopefully, most of you in this room have been working and building that habit, and you have it down really well. But there are times when our schedule changes. I had lab work yesterday morning, very early. I had to go have some blood taken from me. So instead of having a relaxing morning, I was rushing to get up. I was out the door. I hadn't prayed. I'm getting this lab work. And so then I come back, I'm hungry, I eat breakfast, and then I'm like, oh, what has happened to my morning? Now, hopefully that's the exceptions, and we get back, okay, all right, I rectified that yesterday morning. But if it's a habit of prayer, if there's times when we miss, we're like, oh, there's something missing. We know it. We feel it. The habit of, I'm purposely pausing here because I want you to start filling in the word yourself. The habit of daily reading God's word, of meditating on God's word, right? Because we want God in so that God can come out. What are some things? And the value of this message today really is in this part. Because if you can write down right now, each of you can write down something you want to work on in your life that's based on God's word, right? The habit of meditating God's word. What about the habit of uplifting words? So go back, where do our words come from? The abundance of our heart. And I've mentioned this before, but wouldn't it be nice to be known as yourself, be known as, oh, I'd like just to go just touch base with that person because I feel uplifted. What about people walking into our congregation and they say, oh, it was really good to visit that congregation. I just feel uplifted. And maybe that was the habit of uplifting words. See, there's things that we can break down, but we have to say, okay, I need to put it into my mind. So it's in my thoughts, it's in my heart, it's in my words, it's in my actions, and it becomes part of who I am. So hopefully you've written down something for yourself. And then this message is of some value. The habit of, because our habits lead to character. What is character? You can look up You can put that into the internet search, have a character, and you'll get some different definitions. The definition I like is doing the right thing always. Doing the right thing always. Now, one of the definitions you'll find when you do an internet search is what you do when no one else is watching. Because, what's that saying? Because your actions are not based on what others are seeing. It's because of who you are. So that's a good thought. But especially to our younger people who may be in high school and university, I want you to think about it's also what you do when everyone else is watching. What do I mean by that? It's what you do when no one is watching, but it's also what you do when everyone is watching. What about when you remember back to high school or in a workplace and you have to stand up and show God's values when that is not what is happening around you? You're standing up against negative or bad or even evil peer pressure. Now, it's easier to be a light in a light place. And hopefully, when you come to church, it's like all these people around you, right? All this positive energy. But sometimes in our workplace, it can be a different situation. What about bad language? I've been in situations, I've gone on hunting trips. We're speaking about the men here. I've been on hunting trips. And everybody else was using language that is not appropriate if you're living up to God's standards. And then people would pause and they go, oh, sorry, Daniel. Sometimes. And just think about doing the right thing when everyone else is watching. I could have really fit in and said something horrible. Well, that would have been a temporary fitting in, wouldn't it? So that's why I like doing the right thing always. Psalm 112. Psalm 112, verses 4 through 8. It says, unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. That's what we're just talking about. There arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be an everlasting remembrance. Just think about that. Everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast. Again, where's the abundance of his heart? It's steadfast. It's built up, that practice. Built up godly character. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. What does that mean? He will see his desire upon his enemies. Well, we're talking about a righteous man here. So what would be a righteous man's desire upon his enemies? Well, is that his enemies could come to a point of repentance and know God's way. Let's go to Deuteronomy 11. Deuteronomy 11. I was turning so fast, I went right past it. Deuteronomy 11 and verse 1. It says right here, verse 1 of Deuteronomy 11. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God and keep his charge, his statutes, his judgments, and his commandments always. Right? When everyone's watching, when nobody's watching. Always. Psalm 119. So we'll go to that very long psalm. We'll go about a third way through it. Psalm 119. And verse 34, Psalm 119. So shall I keep your law continually, forever and ever. What is that? It's godly character. It's a lofty goal, isn't it? What is the goal we're reaching for? Building godly character. And if you're like me, and you find that sometimes intimidating, then you break it down and you say, what would I like to work on? What would I like to put into my heart, my thoughts, my words, my actions, that it can become a habit, that it can become character, and it becomes part of who I am. And if I've given you the wrong impression, I want to just make sure right now, this is not by your power and by your might and your great scheduling skills. Now, they can be helpful, right? The habit of, let's see some of the habits I said, the habit of reading God's word. Okay, well, we have some of these technology things. Now, there can be bad stuff come in. There can be great stuff like a text that just came in. But we have these Bible apps. You might have a verse of the day. I have that that pops up for me. Now, that's a great help, but that's not a replacement for reading God's word. But I do like to have the verse of the day. I wasn't thinking about it. But then I can go back and read the context of that verse and think about it on a deeper level. It's a helpful thing. There's all these things that can help us, but building godly character is really allowing God to build his character within us. So the habit of prayer is so important because we have to be going to God asking for his power and his help. So what have we looked at today? Our thoughts lead to actions. Our actions lead to habits. Our habits lead to character. And godly character leads to God's kingdom. Let's go to Psalm 15, which encapsulates some of this. Psalm 15, the first two verses. Psalm 15, verses 1 and 2. It says, Lord, who may abide in your holy tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? Right, who's going to be there in the kingdom? Verse 2, it says, he who walks uprightly and works righteousness. Right, it takes effort, works righteousness, and speaks the truth in his heart. Don't you love the way this is worded? You speak the truth in your heart, right? Because that's where these words come from. Speak the truth in your heart. Now, I thought that would be a great place to finish right there. But let's go to one more verse, because I want to leave this very encouraging. 2 Peter chapter 1. We're going to finish this in my final verse for this message. 2 Peter chapter 1. And we'll read verses 10 and 11. So think about the steps of building godly character and what you want to build in your life. Make it specific. your goal. Verse 10. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ.